أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our topic for discussion today is life and death is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Throughout human history, changes in the very course of history have occurred at the hands of extraordinary personalities that take great risk as they are fundamentally willing to risk their very lives. As for the Islamic Ummah, throughout its history, the matchless advance of Islam was upon the hands of countless Muslims who presented their souls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for marching on battlefields. The powerful motivation of the Islamic officers comes from the confirmed belief that the end of lifespan is determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. It allowed them to overcome overwhelming numbers and powers. They knew that no man on earth will die before an appointed time. And thus the unbroken sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, declared with regret when he was on his deathbed. He said, I have fought in so many battles seeking martyrdom that there is no spot in my body left without a scar or a wound made by a spear or a sword. And yet, here I am, dying on my bed like an old camel. May the eyes of the cowards never rest. The passion to seek the best death is essential in order for the officers to truly commit to granting the Nusra for the Khilafah project, an action that will change the tide of history in favor of Islam. So let officers consider the death of their noble brother in arms, Sa'd radiallahu anhu, who preceded them in establishing Islam as a state and as a rule in Medina by giving the material support, Nusra, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Sa'd radiallahu anhu died, his mother wept and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, your tears would recede and your sorrow be lessened if you know that your son is the first person for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala smiled and his throne trembled. This is reported in Al-Tabrani. And let the advocates of the Khilafah and the Ansar of today surge forwards decisively, without hesitation, armed with the knowledge that none can delay death, let alone escape it. They do not flee away from their duty to overturn the tyrants, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, verse number 8, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنكم ملاقيكم. The death from which you flee will truly overtake you. They do not retreat from their duty of establishing the deen as an authority and state, thinking that by such a retreat their lives would be prolonged. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Araf, verse number 34, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When their term is reached, not an hour can they cause delay, nor an hour can they advance it in anticipation. And they do not vacate their post or find excuses to escape their duty towards their deen. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Nisa, verse number 78, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُ يُدْرِكَمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Wherever you are, death will find you out, even if you are in towers built up strong and high. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ